All right, so we have the incredible zechus this morning to be able to begin Perek Chavav, to be able to begin chapter 26 in Mesilas Yesharim. So as you could see, we are ending, or we are nearing the end of the sefer and the end of the midos, the different sharim that are involved here. So in Perek Chavav, we begin the topic of Beber Midas Hakedusha, a discussion, an understanding, ultimately, again, of the midah, the attribute of kedusha, of holiness. So writes the Ramchal, Inyan HaKedusha Kafalhu. The concept of kedusha is a twofold concept. Dainu, Tchilaso Avoda V'Sofo Gemul. So you're going to see this phraseology is actually quite amazing. The beginning of kedusha is Avoda, is work. And then the second part is Gemul. Gemul literally means like a reward, a payout. You'll see what that means in just a moment. Tchilaso hishtadlus. The beginning of kedusha, ultimately, again, is human effort. The sofa matana, but the end of it, ultimately, is a gift. So what does this mean? The beginning of kedusha is effort, the end is a gift. V'hainu, she tchilaso, hu masha adam mekadish atzmo, v'sofo masha mekadshim oso. The beginning of the pathway of kedusha is that which we do to sanctify ourselves, but the end is that which God does to sanctify us. So I see the idea being over here, this is really an incredible yisod. The Ramchal is recognizing that to become kadosh, to become holy, really a person could only control so much. And we're going to see when we get into kedusha, you'll see why he says this. But in order to become holy, I put in my effort, but at the end of the day, I need then HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something as well. I can put in my efforts, I could start the process, but then at the end of the day, I must do something I need God to go ahead and convey or confer a level of holiness upon me. Again, this is going to become clearer as we go on. He says, V'hu Masha Amru Zuchron Levracha, Adam mekadesh atzmo ma'at. This is what the Gemara means when it says a person sanctifies himself a little bit. Mekadshim oso harbe. If I do my part in sanctifying myself just a little, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and sanctify me a lot. Milamata. If I do my part in sanctifying myself here in this earth, mekadshim oso milamalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and sanctify me from above. So there is this, in apparently, according to the Ramchal, in the realm of Kiddusha, there is this synergistic partnership between man and God. Man does his part here down below in the earth, and when I do my part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his part in conferring or conveying Kiddusha to me from above to below. So let's understand. We'll have to analyze now these two parts. The first part seems to be a bit more understandable. Hishtadlus. So what does it mean to put in effort? Hishtadlus u shiya adam nivdal v'netak min achomrius legamrei. Now we'll say, you're going to see this wording is going to sound a bit extreme, and then he's going to soften it. So what does it mean to put in hishtadlus? What does it mean to put in effort? That's that a person should be totally separated and removed from anything material. Right? So kedusha seems to be the acquisition or cultivation of the spiritual. Therefore, in order to do this, one should be removed from anything and everything material. Umistabik tamid b'chaleisu b'chol shav elokius. And if our person should constantly be clinging to and be embedded in godliness, in holiness. So remember again, materialism, says Ramchal, could be the antithesis of that which is holy. Therefore, in order to find holiness, one should remove themselves from the material. That's the many times we find that the prophets of yesteryear were referred to as angels. So the idea being, this is why you find that the Malachim and the Tzaddikim of previous generations were called angels. Because just like an angel is totally removed from anything that is material, so too the Tzaddik is removed from, so too the person who is Kadosh is removed from anything material as well. And even though, again, anyone who is human at some point in time must pay attentive to their physical needs. But the great righteous ones, the people who were Kadosh, ultimately were able to maintain their relationship and connection to Hashem, even in the midst of dealing with their material or physical needs. Kinyan Shenemar, Dovka Nafshi Acharecha, Kitam Chayiminecha. So therefore it turns out that you see that according to the Ramchal, the definition of Kiddusha, or I should say the Hishtadlos, the effort we put in order to acquire the Midah of Kiddusha, is ultimately again to go ahead and be tight with God, to be embedded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus. To cling to God. And says Ramchal, how do you cling to God? Well, the first step of clinging to God is to disassociate from that which drives you from God. What drives us from God? Says Ramchal, on the most basic level, it's the material. Now, understand what he's saying is because if I'm putting a focus on the material, then by definition, I'm not focusing on the spiritual. Therefore, again, if I want to be Kadosh, I need to have a complete connection, ongoing connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I must disassociate from that which is material. Now look what he writes. So this is a theoretical discussion. If you turn the page, Reish Samich, Ramchal writes, Va'amnam, Lefishi Efshar La'adam Shiyasim Hu Esatz Mo Matzavazeh. But, says Ramchal, what I've described to you is not realistic. So what I've described, the Ramchal is saying, I'm talking to you in the theoretical. So if you think about this, a person could say, you know what, I'm going to focus on the spiritual and not on the physical or material. Okay. And if a person is able to live a life like that, they have constant connection, constant dveikus to Hashem. But says Ramchal, that is not really a realistic approach for most of us, on a variety of levels. So therefore he says, for us, give me a working definition for hishtadlus, for human effort by Kiddusha. He says, so ki kavitu mimenu, ki sof sof chamrihu basar badam, al kin amarti shesof ha-kiddusha matara. So we'll say, saying this in a statement. The Ramchal says, it would appear that what you really have to do on a human level in order to be Kadosh seems to be much more than we are capable of doing. It seems to be that in order to reach a level of Kiddusha, ultimately what has to occur, I have to create a sense of Dveikus connection. And how is Dveikus connection established? Through setting aside the material with a hyper-focus on the spiritual. Says Ramchal, most of us are not really on that level. Right? Most of us are not able to accomplish that. That's why it says that was the meaning of the opening phrase. That what's Kiddusha? Kiddusha, the beginning of it is Hishtadlus, right? The beginning of it is effort. But then the end of it is Matana. The end of it is a gift. The end of it is a gift. You put in your part. But then ultimately, again, afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Matana. So the amazing part, so we'll have to stop over here, but the amazing part is that it appears that the way that Kiddusha is set up is what I really need to do in order to become Kadosh, i.e. a disassociation from the material and ultimately a hyper-focus on the spiritual, is not really something that most of us are capable of doing. So what does that mean? Kiddusha is not accessible? No. The incredible thing is, the way it works is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. You can't do what's absolutely necessary. That's all right. Do what you can. And the rest I will give you through Matana. The rest I'll give you ultimately again as a gift. So what we have to do and the nature of that gift, in Yerzah Hashem, we will see tomorrow. So stop over here.